I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. There are only three Democratic women governors in the country. Now, one of the most influential groups in American politics wants to make Vermont's own Sue Minter number four. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the group, Emily's List, has lots of money to help make that a reality.
Emily's List has more than 3 million members nationwide, and its mission is relatively straightforward.
We support pro-choice Democratic women up and down the ballot.
That's Emily's List Communications Director Marcy Stetch. And Stetch says one of those Democratic women is former Waterbury Representative Sue Minter, one of two candidates running in her party's gubernatorial primary.
She's a mom. She's someone who is just part of the community and understands that women in Vermont and in her community really need someone who's going to fight for them and give them a fair shot to get ahead.
Emily's List announced its endorsement of Minter on Monday. It's a big deal for her campaign, not least because of the financial resources it will likely entail. Emily's List spent more than $40 million on elections nationwide during the last election cycle, and it pumped six-figure sums into some female candidates' campaigns. Stetch won't say how much the group is planning to invest in Minter's candidacy, but it could help erase whatever financial advantage her rival in the Democratic primary has amassed. Former Windsor County Senator Matt Dunn posted early fundraising totals of more than $100,000 last July. Minter didn't announce her candidacy until September.
So my guess at this point is Matt Dunn probably does have a lead in terms of fundraising over Sue Minter.
That's Eric Davis, professor emeritus of political science at Middlebury College. Davis says Emily's List will be able to provide support and guidance on how to organize and run a campaign.
And give her some of the resources she needs to run a field operation, to buy advertising, and do the other things she needs to do as the date of the primary gets closer.
Ruth McBain is communications director for the Dunn campaign. She says that Dunn's campaign platform overlaps perfectly with issues of importance to Emily's List.
In terms of policy issues, such as supporting paid family leave and a woman's right to choose, Matt and Sue see eye to eye. Matt supports the mission of getting more women involved in politics.
Minter says the endorsement speaks to the momentum her campaign is generating. She says she isn't running for governor because she's a woman.
I'm running because I am the most qualified to be the next governor of this great state.
But Minter says it's time to rectify the gender imbalance in politics in Vermont and the country.
Our country will be best represented when we have balance in gender and diversity to reflect the diversity of our country.
Former Wardsboro Representative John Moran and former Windham County Senator Peter Galbraith also are considering running in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.